This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Ava is on the phone and she went out with a guy named Nathan. They had the best date of her life, she says. She went out with him, found out he was a pilot, and then after they went out to eat, he actually took her up in a plane, let her fly it for a little while, and then they landed, said goodbye, texted for a little bit, and then he just dropped off the face of the earth and she hasn't heard from him. Ooh. Ava?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm thinking that like a mild-mannered dude like that, that you don't realize has a cool job until he tells you halfway through the date and then just disappears. I think maybe the problem is he's Batman.
Oh, God, why didn't we figure that out earlier?
He's, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he's probably busy fighting crime right now. And he'll get back to you as soon as he captures the Penguin or whoever he's capturing right now. No?
No, I'm not attracted to Batman, so.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll find out. I'm about to call him. Anything else you want to say before we do?
I just want to know what happened.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just a scheduling thing. Maybe it's going to be really simple.
Sounds like a busy guy.
Yeah, he's a pilot. Maybe he's out flying around. Mm-hmm. Probably not in a Batmobile, but, you know, or whatever Batman flies.
Got a plane or something.
Bat plane.
Bat copter.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to dial this phone right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Nathan, please?
Yes, this is he.
Nathan, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Why are you calling me today?
Just checking in. See how you're doing.
Checking in.
Yeah.
I don't know any of you guys.
I know you
Hi,
don't.
Nathan.
Nathan, I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I know of things like that. Oh, this is awkward. I mean, do you need me to say something or do? I mean, I don't understand. Why did you guys call me?
I'll explain. So a second date update is where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not talking to them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So we got an email about you from a girl named Ava.
Okay.
She told us all about your date and said it was honestly one of the best dates of her life, if not the best date of her life.
Not to put
And then you guys were scheduling another date, and you rescheduled twice, and then you just haven't talked to her for like a week and a half, so she's wondering if something went wrong.
Look, I'm glad that she had a good time. I feel bad, but something happened in my life, and I kind of had to focus on that for a while. I haven't really been heavy into the dating scene or anything. And
are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah. Physically, health wise, everything. I had kind of a life changing occurrence happen in my life. So I had to focus on that.
So is it one of those things where we could tell her, don't worry, he'll hit you back after time passes and he's figured some stuff out?
Maybe that's a possibility. Here's the thing. I just recently got my first job with like a big, big commercial airline.
Oh, congrats.
Hey,
that's a big deal.
Awesome for you, man.
Yeah, it's just probably a lot of stress and stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, it is a lot of stress, but it's also, you know, there's other things that come along with it, and I put all my eggs in that basket.
Oh, so it's what, your schedule.
What other things come along with it?
Can you guys please promise me that you're not going to tell her this?
Sure, yeah.
We won't. You
tell us what it is, and we won't tell her.
Look, to be perfectly honest, it's the stewardesses. Oh, my God.
What?
You guys know the rumors. There's so many. There's young stewardesses that come in. They're all just ready to go. There's so many of them, and they look at you like you're a rock star when you're on a commercial airline.
Oh.
Okay, so it's not the busy schedule or you just want to focus on work right now. You want to focus on as many stewardesses as possible.
I mean, I got to tell you, there's no other profession that's got this much tail.
You guys, it's flight attendants. We're not in 1950 anymore. So can we just...
Okay, flight attendant, executive assistant, stewardess, airline attendant, whatever we want to call them, they're ready and able and willing to go.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And so...
Wait.
So are you, I guess.
Hey.
Have you already hooked up with a flight attendant or two?
I mean, one or two in my life, but nothing like this point. Like, I have a friend that's at an airline, let's just call it Smelta Airlines. He just, every weekend, he's just a new stewardess every weekend.
I never thought of that.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. And they get hotel rooms and everything after
you guys, do you guys stay at the same hotel and stuff? So
it's like an Olympic Village situation.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm never going to be able to board a flight again without wondering who hooked up with who that is part of the staff.
I never thought of that.
It's an exciting lifestyle where we're going from city to city all across the world, and everyone's acting like it's vacation all the time. And I just figure, look, I want to settle down at some point, but it's just too much of an opportunity. Not.
Okay. Well,
you gotta sow your wild pilot oats before you settle down.
Exactly. You have to take advantage of being the movie star while you have the opportunity.
Absolutely.
I guess congrats. I mean, you're being honest.
There's these parties that I've heard about. They call them bang bang parties.
What?
I've been waiting for years to be involved in this inner circle.
Wow.
Are you being
for real? Congratulations on making it to the bang bang party circuit.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Nathan, I do have to let you know something, though.
What?
I told you earlier that we wouldn't tell Ava, and I guess I kind of meant that because you sort of did, because she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. Maybe.
Wait, what?
Yep. Ava, are you still on the phone?
Yeah. I'm on the phone.
Ava is here and wants to talk to you.
I'm like speechless. Wow.
I bet.
I am too.
Yeah, bang bang parties.
Ava, oh my God, I had no idea you were listening. I'm so sorry that you had to hear all that. Why'd you guys do that?
I don't know, it slipped my mind.
Sure.
Dawned on me right now.
Oh my God, Nathan, is that seriously how you feel? You just want to like be promiscuous all over the world?
Well, come on, it's not all that I want to do. That's not who I am. Okay, it's an opportunity. You got to jump on it. It's like going skydiving or going to Australia. You have to be able to live life to the fullest. Come on, if you were in my position, you would jump on that.
No, I would not, okay? What you do is who you are. And when you hung out with me, you said you wanted kids. You know, you wanted to settle down. I mean, who was that person?
That's still you're this just... person. That's just this person in maybe 5 or 10 years from now.
Well, you left that out. You should have, like, put that in.
Well, I'm putting it in now.
Wow. I mean, you seemed like such a sweet, nice gentleman the night that we went out. And you're actually just one of those players who just wants to, like, get it on with every flight attendant. Or you call them stewardesses. They're not... stewardesses or flight attendants.
Ava, I'm not a player, okay? A player is someone that dates multiple people at the same time. I don't do that. I have respect for women in that regard, okay? I'm single when this is happening.
You just went on about an Olympic Village? What are you talking about?
Everyone's single when that's happening.
I gotta say, Ava, he has a point. I mean, like, he didn't know that this was gonna happen, and now he just wants to be totally single and hook up with other totally single people.
Right, but I just don't understand why you just couldn't tell me that after we went out on a date. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you couldn't have just said you don't want to get into anything serious. Why did you have to, like, disappear?
Look, I just got my first job with, like, a big commercial airline. And I wanted to focus on that.
Honestly, I'm just so disgusted. I mean, you seemed like a really nice person, and I guess I was just totally, I was wrong.
I understand you're upset, but I mean, I'm about to go on this venture and then be flying a lot. I'd be happy to put you into the rotation.
What? Oh my God. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
That is bold, sir.
You just proved my point, okay?
Oh, wow. Kinda,
well, that being said, Nathan, would you like to go on a second date with Ava? We'll pay for it.
Good timing.
Yeah, I think that was the perfect time to ask.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of your, like, bang, bang rotation parties, okay? The Mile High Club, whatever you people call it.
Well, it's your loss.
I don't think I'm going to be able to go.
Your loss.
All right. Well,
sorry, Ava, didn't work out for you.
Oh, man.
No bang bang parties in your future, I guess.
That's totally fine with me. I'm glad I know.
Nathan, thank you for being honest with us. Continued success in your new job.
Yeah, keep flying those friendly skies,
I mean, I guess you're doing it for the passion of flying, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.